Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Throughout history, there's been a certain kind of excitement that fills the air when a king or a great leader arrives on the scene. Crowds gather, voices rise, expectations soar. People hope this is the one who will finally make things right. That is actually the scene we encounter in today's gospel reading. As Jesus approaches Jerusalem, everyone is feeling the excitement that is building. The crowds spread their cloaks on the road. They cut branches, palm branches, and wave them in celebration. And they cry out, "Hosanna, the Son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." It looks like a victory parade. But if we look closely, this is not the kind of king or kind of kingdom that anyone expected. Jesus does not enter Jerusalem on a war horse. He comes riding on a donkey. This is not by accident. It's a deliberate fulfillment of the prophecy from Zechariah. "Behold, your king is coming to you humble and mounted on a donkey." In the ancient worlds, kings rode horses when they went to war. They rode donkeys when they were coming in peace. Jesus is telling us something right from the beginning. He is a king, but not of violence, not of domination, but not of earthly power. He is a king of humility. And that challenges us because we too often want a different kind of king. We want strength that crushes our enemies. We want power that fixes everything instantly. We want control. But Jesus comes gently, quietly, humbly. He comes not to overpower, but to save. The crowd shout "Hosanna," which means "save us now." They call him the Son of David, the long-awaited Messiah. And in one sense, they are absolutely right. But in another sense, they misunderstand him completely. They are expecting a political deliverer, someone who will overthrow Roman rule and restore Israel's glory. They want a king who will change their circumstances. But Jesus has come to do something much deeper. He has come to change hearts. He has come to deal with sin. He has come to bring a kingdom, not of this world, but one that lasts forever. This is the tension of Palm Sunday. The people are praising the right person, but for the wrong reasons. And if we're honest, we often do the same. We welcome Jesus when we think he will solve our immediate problems. We praise him when life is going really well. But when he doesn't meet our expectations, when his way is the way of the cross, and when we are asked to pick up our own cross, with that, we sometimes struggle. Same crowds who shout "Hosanna" will soon cry out "Crucify him" later in the week. At the heart of this passage is the word "Hosanna," save us now. And here is the beautiful truth. Jesus answers that prayer, not in the way the crowd expects. He saves not by taking the throne. He saves by going to the cross. He enters Jerusalem knowing exactly what awaits him: betrayal, suffering, and even death. And he goes willingly, because the real enemy is not Rome. It's sin, it's death, and the devil. It is the brokenness that lives in every human heart. And this king, the humble king on a donkey, has come to defeat those enemies once and for all. Not with swords, but with sacrifice, not by taking life, but by giving his own life. Matthew tells us that when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred. People were asking, "Who is this?" The question still stands today. Who is this Jesus? For some, he's just a teacher. For others, perhaps a helper when they're in trouble. And for many, he's simply just a figure from the past. However, for us, he is our Lord, our Savior, our King. Because this King still comes to us. He comes not on a donkey, but through his word. He comes in the waters of baptism, and he comes in his body and blood at the Lord's table. He comes humbly, often in ways the world overlooks. But make no mistake, he comes to save, to forgive our sins, to lift our burdens, to bring us into his kingdom. The crowds in Matthew 21 were right to shout Hosanna, and we join them today, but we do so knowing what kind of king Jesus truly is. A humble king, a misunderstood king, a saving king. And so we cry out, "Hosanna, Lord, save us." And he does. Not always in the way we expect, but always, always in the way we need. Amen.